I think you better.
Absolutely. We're sorry about this.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Because you have to sort of get into the zen of it somehow.
Yep.
Get yourself one of those, get yourself a cursed pink shrub and meditate on it.
Yep.
Oh, that might be right.
Yeah, it'll work for you.
Sorry about the rain. Nothing we can do about it.
Oh, I'm not responsible.
Gonna fall.
It's got nothing to do with it.
All right. Here's going to be a quick cheer of Chris. I'm going to, you know, sometimes when I see this, this is going to get us in trouble probably, but,
oh,
and the rest of the show so far hasn't. This is about the mosquitoes.
Oh, great. Great, yeah, that'll help.
I'm reading from, I don't know if I can even say this word. It'll show you how bad it is if you're wondering whether you can say it or not.
Well, so that I know that I can say it. It's a scientific word. I've just never said this word on the radio before.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little closer to the door, if you don't mind.
This is from New Scientist magazine. It's a very respected,
magazine.
And it begins, a genetically engineered mosquito with glowing gonads could become a new weapon in the battle against malaria. I've never said the word malaria on the other side. But that's the best one yet. So researchers at Imperial College London created a mosquito by attaching a gene for fluorescence that's found in jellyfish to a gene expressed only in male mosquitoes' organs. The technique makes it relatively simple to distinguish males from females. I bet.
You don't like working here.
Well, my students are, I mean, this is a scientific study.
And how many times before? Have you cited scientific studies on the radio? And what has happened?
It's mosquitoes. I mean, when someone's going to become aroused by this? It's going to be prurient material for somebody?
No.
Who even knew mosquitoes had these? I mean, it's news to me, and it may be news to the mosquitoes. They may not have known this. Anyway, part of the idea is this is serious though, in order to control disease-carrying mosquitoes.
Bobby's pulling a bag over his head right now.
They try to flood an area with millions of sterile male mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And they mate with the females to produce more offspring, so the insect population drops. But in order to do that effectively, you've got to be able to cull the male mosquitoes out from the female mosquitoes,
yeah,
releasing a batch of sterile males.
Right.
But the problem is, it's time-consuming to take every single little mosquito, turn it on its back, get the magnifying glass out, but if you could have, like, robots do it or something like that, it would be easier. But the robots, if the mosquito's cojones are flashing like a neon sign on a Berlin turnpike, then you have some idea what it is.
Yes, I guess you would.
So that's progress.
Yeah.
And that's good.
I guess.
It's all part of the fight against malaria and other diseases that ravage the country.
Uh-huh.
There were some birds flu
somewhere. Yeah, that's not absolutely
like that. By the way, are you afraid enough of birds?
Not particularly afraid.
No. What am I supposed to do about it? I don't know. You can't turn
my days of holding chickens are over, so I don't have to worry about that.
They had, like, you know, Barney die of bird flu on PBS this morning. I mean, like, every time you turn on the TV, it's bird flu.
Bird flu has it under control, and, you know, but if we need to, we're going to move the military in. Don't worry about it.
Shoot the people who have bird flu. It'll be like hard when they shoot the guys who have social mass disease. That's their plan. That's where they want the military involved. They'll just shoot anybody who's coughing. Look at him. He looks like he's running a fever.
Well, I thought you were having a cold that way.
You don't look so good, bro.
No, you look a little pretty to me.
I'm going to break you up. That's why we don't want the military involved. I just don't think that they're really, like, sophisticated about these public health things. You know, for the public health things, you want, like, the visiting nurses available.
Yeah.
No more do we want the visiting nurses trying to take Baghdad with their machine guns than we want the military dealing with us when we're really sick.
Yeah, it's not a good match.
No,
not at all.
It's just an inadequate plan. But anyway, we do want you to know, according to the New York Times on Sunday, anyway, you should be very, very, very afraid of bird flu, but not this year. That it was going to come someday and kill most of us. But probably not this year.
We got a couple of years left.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, carpe diem.
Omar Fishburne, WCIC's Car 1, Northbound 91 is
Robinson Collins shall return.
Oh, you're afraid to talk about this one?
No, I'm more afraid to talk to you. You've been banned from Art Bell. Do you have any idea how deranged you are?
Well, Bobby Shaler just asked me.
You got kicked off the Art Bell show.
No. I wish I could, but you know you get on there.
These are people who he can call some people who've seen aliens licking themselves.
No, I never
did. And you got kicked off the Art Bell show.
No.
Pretty sure I'm not one, though. But Bert Favre is an uber-sexual, and Bob would like to say something about Bert Favre.
All right.
We can get ready for sports.
I don't mean to be to cause any problems, but the game when the Packers were behind by 19 points,
yeah.
And Bert Favre came back,
yeah.
Almost to victory.
Right.
Besides not missing maybe 8 or 10 of their players,
yeah.
And he came back to almost get the game for the Packers,
mm-hmm.
And the quarterback for the Carolina team, he said he was on it just to be on the same playing field with Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's birthday today, is that right?
Yes, and on Brett Favre's birthday yesterday, mm-hmm. And he celebrated his birthday yesterday by throwing for 3 touchdowns to save their quarterback. Despite all the players, you know, I've gotten over the shoulder, but the water boys.
Are you calling the right show?
I think I am. All
right.
Okay. But the best player.
Is it like trying to call, like, you know, Dan Patrick or something?
He heard that the toxins from a fire ant by staying in your system forever, so that if you get bitten enough over time, these toxins can build up and you would eventually die. Is that possible?
You know, seriously, let me just say this before I last into the answer here. The questions, the listeners have got to step up a little bit more in the next couple of weeks, because the quality of the questions is uniquely. No, but I'll answer it because as with Grandosia, I answer all questions. But the quality of the questions has to be a little rougher. I'm looking for something a little more difficult here. And if the people can't step up to it, Mr. Ambrosia's going to go out to Wilmette, Oregon, and he's going to go in his little shack and read his magazines and do his little research, and he's not going to talk to the people anymore.
What's the answer to the question?
No, it doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't
happen like that. No, of course not. Why would toxins stay in your system? You have to be bitten by a fire ant every day for 365 days, which is a complete year except every fourth year, for the toxic ant buildup to be enough to kill you. And ants can't live that long, so it just doesn't happen that way. It's never happened that way. It's never going to happen that way.
And the music's over, and I'm not the end of the broadcaster, so I'll shut up. Cast time now.